Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
We are back. Thank you guys for hanging out. Davinson, last segment of the show, the segment we like to call the old scamming. The scammers we have been involved with, Forex / romance scammer, Carolyn Fuchs, not Fuchs, because that would be wrong. Fuchs, I say. So, last week was a Valentine's Day, a very special Valentine's Day for fake Davin and Caroline. Unfortunately, things did not go well. It turns out Caroline's sister has the old blood disease, the old leukemia. But not to be outdone, fake Davin's brother Michael also has been having some serious ailments. And, you know, Carolyn is very upset with all this going on. It's Valentine's Day, and all of her friends, all of her friends have nice shiny things to show for the man they've been with. And here is this fine Carolyn, a woman of such high character and caliber, with nothing from fake Davin. Not a damn thing. Now, fake Davin said, "But baby, when we get together in a few months, I was going to propose to you." And she's like, "Yeah, that's cool, but what do you have in an iTunes card?"
Can I interest you in a nice shiny iTunes card?
this was on Instagram, and it was
like delusion bombing going out with like crazy, and you go, I feel
wow.
It's like, oh, I see.
Wow,
that is an ulterior motive.
It's like that, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, she threatened to block me. So, Joe raised the specter that this could be coitons for fake Davin. He thought that Carolyn had probably had enough with fake Davin's shenanigans. So, before we begin with a brand new girl, or boy, whatever the fuck it is, or with Carolyn, what say you, Pip? Is fake Davin and Carolyn still an item, or is this over?
Oh, no. I think that there's going to be something else going on another platform, because all of the heads of this Hydra are not together.
Okay. And what say you, Joe?
I would say the same contention, and I bring up what Pip just said of the two platforms. You know, you have two things going on, you know. There might be some safe shelter you can run to keep this thing going.
All right. So do you think it is over on Instagram?
No. No.
Do you think it's over on Hangouts?
Could be. Yeah.
Well, I've been arguing on Instagram. She's been nasty to me on Instagram. Hangouts has been going well.
All right, I think it's curtains on Instagram, and I think you have something going on Hangouts.
All right. What's the matter, Pip? You're holding your tongue.
Oh, that's funny that you realize that. I was just thinking, you know, even if the relationship is not going well on that particular platform, doesn't mean you can't be sold again.
That's true. So, February 17th, on Instagram, I write, I send her a link from health.cleveland clinic, tips for caring with someone for leukemia. Because remember, her sister has leukemia. And as Joe likes to say, fake Davin is happy to fix a problem, just not the way the scammers would hope.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, he's always got a thoughtful job offer, internet class, something you can do to rise above without Davin's money.
And I could just see her going, what's this? An article on leukemia. Jesus Christ.
Right? Yeah.
So I go, I thought this may help you and your sister. So a few days have passed. I'm being a very loving and caring boyfriend right here.
Right.
It's a nice thing to do.
Sure. And then I send her a link from a healthiermichigan.org, simple things you can do to support a loved one with leukemia. Two very good links that that somebody who's going through this might need. She's got a lot on her. I'm being caring. I mean, listen.
You are.
I am. I mean,
you are.
Is it as caring as an
appreciate it?
Is it as caring as an iTunes card? Who can really say? But
What can an iTunes card do where real good advice can come in handier?
Yeah. So she goes. How do you think Carolyn takes this? Is she no?
Good.
No.
It's not gonna be good.
No. Okay. She goes. I don't need all this, and by all this.
I don't need this crap. Show it to me.
What is this shit?
I gave her some loving links, but I don't know. So I go. Most people would say thank you for thinking of us. I'm not going to take this shit.
Really, though. I mean, this is the right answer, but it's like, you know she's mad.
I don't need that. Oh, that's the right answer.
That was so... We both called it, Joe.
She goes, whatever. I go, you don't need information? So what do you need? And now we will move to Hangouts.
Ah! I thought you were, what do you need? Money! Just spill it out already!
Head into calmer waters, are you?
What'd you say?
Head into calmer waters, are you?
Well, I mean, she didn't respond to that. I gotta scroll up, though. Right. I'm having an issue with that. Just bear with me. But she didn't
respond. I thought he was just trying to swim away from the shark.
Oh,
God,
yeah, really. God almighty.
Oh, crap.
And once again, we bring up the fact that what if this wasn't a bit on our show? If this was somebody that was actually trying to help? And you got to figure, somebody that would be in that position in real life and giving that information, you have to figure is a sensitive person and a caring person. And to get that thrown back at you, it's almost like you got cocaine, you know?
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. At this point, with the way she's treated me of late, I'd be a real asshole if I continued being nice to this person, if this was a real...
Yeah.
Because she's a cunt. She really is.
Well, I was going down the rabbit hole of internet YouTube videos, and there's a meme or sort of like a type that they call the simp.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard of this?
No.
And that's the guy that just keeps mooning after the girl. It's usually a guy mooning after the girl who's not interested, and they just keep being like a puppy dog, no matter how many times they get beaten down. And the fake Davin would really be looking like a simp if he was just still taking abuse from here at this point.
And that's the thing. A lot of these guys. I'm sorry to say, a lot of these people in the situations in real life are simps.
Yeah.
All right.
And you feel bad for them. You know?
Yeah.
All right. So let's move to Hangouts. Let's see what we're going to get on Hangouts. Are we going to get nice Carolyn? Carolyn the cunt? Okay, Carolyn? We never know what we're going to get from platform to platform, but we can usually tell if we're dealing with somebody different.
Right.
So I go, and this is the same day, and this is on Hangouts. I go, hey there. She goes, hey, you are just disturbing me. I'm fed up. Uh-oh.
Wait a minute.
Either they had a meeting, or Cunty Carolyn is working both platforms today.
Yeah, somebody's greenlighting.
Yeah.
Somebody's looking to get extra hours. Hey, look, man, things are tough. Can I get some extra hours? Yeah, go work on it. Go on Hangout. Deal with that.
Are you getting time and a half on Hangout?
Jesus Christ, it's stupid. All right.
Jesus Christ, it's stupid. I feel like that's what Joe says when he sees my number come up in the caller ID. All right. Douche. Anyway. So she goes, you are just disturbing me. I'm fed up. I go, fed up with what? I don't even know why you're mad. She goes, I'm mad? I go, well, you said you were fed up, so I assumed you were angry. Are you angry? She goes, stop insulting me, okay? All right, so do we have okay? Do we have
cut? Fuck you, lady.
Yeah, but I don't know if we have okay Carolyn or cunty Carolyn. We definitely don't have sweet Caroline. So.
Yeah, we do not have sweet Caroline.
Certainly do not.
I go, when did I insult you? Seriously, I don't even know what you're talking about. I go, I'm going through a lot with Michael, and you're going through a lot with your sister. This is when we need each other, but instead we are fighting, and I don't even know why. So she goes, I know why, because she's not getting what she wants. But
we all know why.
We all know why.
She goes, there is a song I would love to download, but I don't have data for it right now where I am. Please, I need Steam card from you, $100. You know, listen, I you're bringing up my very ill sister, but you know what would make it better? $100 song. I goddamn, I don't care if Prince comes back from the fucking dead and records a brand new song. There is no song worth $100.
Look, for somebody that deals with people on the phone all day, I kind of like somebody that gets right down to business, you know? Talk about the weather, this, that, and the, all right, what you got cooking? All right, look.
She's talking like she's paying per minute on her phone.
She might be.
Could be.
She might be.
Could be.
I go, you've just spent the past several days insulting me. She goes, I insulted you how? I have not insulted you in any way. I go, you called me immature. You said I'm not a serious person. You said this is why I get dumped by my exes. Crafty, miserly, etc. Did you forget? And this is after I offered to help your sister and I told you I bought you an engagement ring. And you just said I'm disturbing you. So yeah, this is messed up. So she goes.
Wow. Wow.
She goes. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, okay? Seriously, I'm sorry. So the question is Cunty Carolyn and Okay Caroline the same person? I don't think so. But I think they got a message that I'm on the outs.
It's something the way she saw it's like your spouse or your girlfriend or whatever, something around the house. It's like, why did you put that there? You don't need to put that there. You get that response where you did something wrong, but you're using anger to diffuse, you know, to get it off the topic.
That's my go-to.
Yeah. Now that's their go-to.
Yeah. Now you're going head-to-head.
She goes, seriously, I'm sorry. I go, I think you try and hurt me, and I don't know why. You run hot and cold. Sometimes you are sweet, and sometimes you're a real bitch. And all the time I come with you from a place of love. I don't deserve that, Caroline. I mean, if I knew you could be so mean to me, I wouldn't have bought you an engagement ring.
Could you stop right there?
I can.
Basically, they're trying to get this money out of you, okay?
No.
And then she goes, okay, I'm sorry. But here's the thing. You won't let it rest.
No!
And that, for somebody just trying to get money out of you, and it's, all right, I'm sorry, and now you continue on, and you don't want to, it's just another infuriating thing, which is marvelous with this shit.
It's just another infuriating day with Jake Davin.
The thing about it is, we're scamming scammers. These are evil people that take people's money, and for the simple fact that thing, she goes, all right, I'm sorry, and you won't let it go, and you have to fucking sit there and listen to it, is hysterical.
Yes.
Well, I said, I mean, if I knew you could be so mean to me, I wouldn't have bought you an engagement ring. She goes, I said I'm sorry, okay?
Wow.
Right there again. Now, if you were a real person on that, you know, I said I'm sorry, okay? I bought you an engagement ring to get engaged, and you're carrying it on like I bought an air freshener home from the fucking store that you don't like your scent. I got you an engagement. All right, I get it, okay? Really? I'm sticking around for this shit? Really?
She said, I'm sorry, okay? Can you send me the card, please? Really? What type of simp would have to stick around for this? At this point,
yeah.
It's quite insulting how bad she is at this. It's a little insulting.
I see what you did there.
You see what I did there?
Yeah.
I go, Caroline, I'll send you anything you want, but I need to process who exactly you are. It's not the first time you've tried to cut me down. She goes, I was really upset. I go, I did nothing to upset you. I get upset, but I would never treat you like that. I've been nothing but loving since day one towards you. She goes, M. Caroline. It's like a robot that got that, like, had to hit control alt delete, and it just rebooted and is introducing itself.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. How you kept her on the hook. You said, look, I'll give you anything. Blah, blah, blah. So with that being said, she's like, all right, maybe I could deal with some more of this bullshit and get this card, you know, because you didn't say you're not giving her the card.
No, that would defeat the purpose of this prank.
You would give her anything.
Of course I will.
I mean, she's taking this whole tack that she's going to roughhouse you and this, that, and the other thing. But however, you're saying, well, you know what? It might be worth the trouble because I'll give you anything.
So she
goes. Well, it's funny the way she answered M. Caroline. Like, you also have so many other, like, people on the line that she had to refresh her memory who you were talking to.
Oh, yeah, she's probably up to her ass that day, you know.
Listen. I'm up to my ass in scammers, too, and it can get a little tough, but I never have to default back to Control-Alt-Delete.
She had a fiery answer.
She goes, M. Caroline, I love you so much, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I love you, okay?
Okay. I feel it. Wow. I can't believe that wasn't in the Daffodils of August.
Wait, I'll close the hamper, okay? Right.
Yeah.
Loving fake Davin is like loving a dirty hamper. So she goes, She goes, I love you so much, okay? I go, you just said I was disturbing you. That's not love. She goes, I did not mean to hurt you, okay? All right, we clearly have okay, Caroline. This is somebody who obviously got the message that we're leaving this, but stupid thinks, well, maybe I can make this work after all. So
I'll give you anything you want.
Yep.
You said
okay.
That. And you got to run, and you just threw it. You threw some that you just baited the hook.
I go, you've not even asked me what is going on with Michael. I need time to think about everything. This is not how I envisioned us being. She goes, sorry, love. What about Michael? Somebody, once again, I believe fake Davin has broken a scammer. They must reset and recalibrate because now all of a sudden they were just ready to end it and now they want to stay.
Because you won't let it go.
Of course not.
You won't let it go. That's frustrating as I got divorced over shit like this.
Okay? Yeah, but Joe, you're the one who thought that one of them could quit me. Nobody quits fake Davin. She goes, sorry, love, what about Michael? I go, he is dying. The insurance company won't give the funds for the doctors to do any more procedures to extend his life. He's the only family I have. My friends and I have parted ways when they insisted you were a scammer, and I said you were not. I thought I had you, but you've been so nasty and distant lately, I feel like I can't even lean on you. So yeah, all that is going on. Fake Davin is raising the guilt game. Let's go, bitch. Let's fucking play some balls. Ball. Let's play ball. She probably has balls, and I have balls. There's probably a lot of balls in play.
There are a lot of balls in play.
Yes,
here.
There's a lot of balls in play.
Now, the only thing is that if this is a real relationship, you really laid into the person and told them how you feel, where this person would feel bad or whatever. You just told her all this stuff, and it's like, all right. That's nice. How do I get this fucking gift card? You know, there's no emotion. There's no emotion. You're giving her no emotion.
Well,
anything that would hurt her emotionally. You're not giving her anything that would hurt her emotionally.
So often,
something that would hurt her strategically.
So often, we've wondered if these scammers might be falling for fake Davin. We have no illusions that any of these scammers are falling for fake Davin. So often, Joe has said fake Davin is the best part of their day. We have no illusions that fake Davin is the best part of their day.
Oh, no. These two are irritated.
Not for this one. And believe
no.
me, I do all the clips. I sit with them hours and hours. You can tell where... Like I said, who was the one that we had? One of the first ones. I forgot her name. Belinda.
No, Flory was the first one.
You could honestly say there was probably something that might have been an emotional.
Oh, Belinda, yeah. Yeah.
Pretty much the rest of them, it, like I said, with the situation right now, you're not hitting her emotionally. You're hitting her strategically.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
there could be three of them,
because we have OK Caroline and then the other one. I think both of them are feeling like you're sand in their crack.
Yeah, absolutely, without a doubt.
Sand in the scammer's crack. What a compliment. She goes, "You're not being nice to me." That was the course. I go, "How was I mean? I love you. I want to spend my life with you, but this only works if you feel the same way about me." She goes, "I want to check on something. I will write to you back, okay?" I got to check over the other platform. What the fuck is going on over here?
And she's going, "I've been nice to you. I've had traffic cops be nicer to me than that."
I go, "What are you checking on?" She goes, "Work." I go, "At 9? I go, "I guess I at 9? I go, "I guess. Just thought we were having an important conversation." And then she gives me a Santa Claus by a phone booth that says, "Call me," and a little queen sipping tea. I guess she wants me to call her. So I go, "Give me a few minutes. I'm on hold with my brother's insurance rep. Will you be there in a bit?" Obviously, I was doing something else where I wasn't going to take a break for her, or I had to get shit set up. She goes, "Okay, baby." I go, "They keep on bouncing me around from rep to rep." Anybody can relate to that. So I tried calling her at 3:55 p.m. my time. No one called. So I wrote, "Well, I tried." I mean, no one picked up. So I go, "Well, I tried." And then I tried again, and nobody picked up. So the question is, because there is more, would you like to do a little bit more tonight, or should we call it an evening?
Well, wait a minute. You're saying there is more.
There's more to this story. We have more days, so we can do another day, or we can end, or we can end for the evening.
Oh, maybe one more day.
Joe, you up for another day?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
All right. So we move to February 19th, and I say hi. She goes, "How are you?" I go, "I'm okay, just thinking about you to distract myself from less pleasant things. How are you?" She goes, "I'm good." I go, "I'm glad, baby. I tried calling you the other day like we discussed." She goes, "I'm always busy to give you a video call." I go, "You asked me to call you." She goes, "I know, okay?" All right, so we got okay, Caroline.
Uh-huh. We're back to the hamper again. she put her foot in cow shit, and she's trying to get away from it as quickly as possible.
I go, "You want me to call you? You want me to call now?" She goes, "No, baby. That will be later, okay?" I go, "Okay. I just really want to hear your voice and talk with you." She goes, "I know. You will, okay?" I go, "Don't you feel the desire to talk with me?" She goes, "I want, but where I am right now, I can't do that, baby. What I ask you of you having done it for me." You heard her.
Yeah.
I go, "I understand." I go, "I understand." just we never not really. I go, "Just we never talk. I love you so much, and I want us to have a bit more of a normal relationship. The texting only thing is hard." She goes, "I know, it's really hard to do with." I'd go, "I'd give anything just to hold your hand. I wouldn't give you an iTunes card, but anything else. I'd do anything else. Give anything else just to hold her hand." She goes, "Go to the shop. Get me a Steam card, please." You fucking twat.
"I'd do anything to hold your hand. That will cost you one gift card."
"Please pay 100 credits to hold my hand."
You know why? You go, how could she be that callous? Because, you know what, there are, unfortunately, once again, in a real-life scenario, there are people that are lonely that want acceptance, want companionship, but they didn't get it. "Could you please give me the card?" And the card is coming immediately to keep that going, you know?
Well, I'm not that guy.
"A bit going, but we ain't sending a fucking card."
Nope, she's not worthy. So she goes, "Get to the shop, get me a Steam card, please." I go, "What does that do? Does it open envelopes? Help rheumatism?" She goes, "No, baby, for my Apple phone. I go, never heard of such a thing. She goes, go to any shop close to you and ask about it. Thanks. The only thing by me is the fruit stand. I will walk over later and ask Produce Pete about it. He is a smart guy.
Once again, you won't let it go.
What? What? I'm going to ask Produce Pete.
Produce Pete.
I'm going to ask Produce Pete about the steam card. It's the best I can do right now, Joseph.
He'll know everything about it.
Avocados.
Yeah. Are the peaches ripe? She goes, it's used to stream songs online. I go, you can download songs for free, baby. She goes, I need that to download it, baby. And then I go, use Free Gal Music. Now I'm giving her sites where she can download music for free. I'm a problem solver.
That's not what she wants.
But that's what I'm offering. She goes, are you going to help me with that? I go, it's a quality app for iPhones. I researched it.
Of course you did.
Of course I did. She goes, yes.
She said, are you going to help me with this? And the other line is, oh, just keep giving me bullshit.
Yeah, really.
Betsy had to do a recall on the email.
She goes, yes, baby.
I could do recall quickly.
She goes, yes, baby. I go, I have some other taps, too. We'll hook you up. What song do you wish to download? Again, I'm solving problems, just not the way they want.
Convert the fucking money, God damn it! You just give me the fucking card.
That's funny.
She is saying that.
Well, it's funny. The scammer sat in my head sounds exactly like Joe.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, why doesn't she just come out and say it then? Why beat around the bush?
Because then you'll know.
She's not beating around the bush. You're telling your lover, and she's like, that's nice, I want a car.
And I'm giving her free ways to download fucking music. Why limit to yourself to $100 worth of songs when I'm giving you unlimited downloads?
She's just got plumbing supplies. She's got the tactic getting right to the fucking point.
She goes,
better brew supply at 9 in the morning.
She goes, it's like iTunes cards, gift cards. I go, what song do you want? She goes, you're just asking me too many questions.
Stop asking me practical questions and give me what I want.
Pretty much. And I said, excuse...
Which is not what I'm telling you that I want.
And I said, excuse me?
Yeah. Right?
Fuck her.
Again, you're aggravating as hell. Driving a nut. And she's like, can I just get... Excuse me? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to sit here and take this bullshit. I want a fucking car, stupid. You're driving them nuts.
She goes... And I'm not comfortable with it. I go, it's called a conversation. You're not comfortable with answering what music you want? She goes, if you're not sending it to me, you tell me. I go, shit, imagine if I asked you what your favorite sexual position is. She says, dog style. That we can get. Which we've got.
I wasn't expecting that.
Which, by the way, every version of Caroline has said doggy style. That has been the only thing that has been consistent about this Caroline.
This reminds me of when I was in my romp and stomping days in my 20s during the 80s. You know, you want to hang with this chick, but all she's looking for is coke.
I
right?
Go,
right? Ugh.
I go, that you tell me, but what song you want makes you uncomfortable? She goes, hitting it hard from the back.
That's so funny, yeah.
She goes, hitting it hard from the back.
That's the song, or that's how she likes it?
I go, I should have asked you what music you like during sex. And now I'm thinking about sex with you, LOL. She goes, the song by Rachel Epstein. You're a man. You should think about that, baby. What's going on here?
Rachel Epstein sounds like a prosecutor.
Does.
Well, that would make her more proud, her parents more proud.
There you go.
She's hitting her hard from the back with questions.
With questions. Yes. I go, why should I think about it? She goes, then what are you to me? I go, I can't find anything about her. Can you sing me some of it? She goes,
can you sing me some of it?
She goes,
get on the damn phone.
Now you want me to sing a couple of bars from her song? You know what, though? I'll give you anything. I'll give you anything. So you know what? I'm giving you three fucking measures of this tune.
Sure. She goes, how can I do that? I go, when we talk later. She goes, titled, I don't make the rules. Are you doing it for me? Are you doing it today for me? I go, yeah. I will head on over after we talk and you sing it for me. I'm angling for a song.
Yeah, not only for getting them on the phone, but for getting them to sing to you on the phone. That would be awesome. Yeah,
now somebody has to sit with the tune and go over it and chart it and shit like that.
I don't think they're going to put the type of work in that you do, Joe. Relax.
Well, and also, I think it would be in a much lower key than you're expecting.
Could be. She goes, I don't believe you're saying.
More of a baritone. You know, hope you're not expecting a baritone because that's what you're going to get.
She goes,
oh, baby.
She goes, I don't believe you're saying this. I go, huh? She goes, if you're not sending it, just leave me alone, please, okay? Now I see you're a real comedian. Now you see? I've been a comedian the whole time, stupid. Look me up. I go, what is wrong with you? Why are you being so weird? She goes, with like this, I see we were heading nowhere. I'm so weird. I go, you said we would talk today. I said, after that, I will get your Steam card, and now you're being weird. You said the song reminds you of me, and I asked you to sing a little bit of it. You were all strange. She goes, strange about what? I go, you're telling me to leave you alone. Just a second ago, you loved me. That makes no sense. I was sincere with you. Maybe you are just trying to foolish me. Maybe I am a toy. Maybe I meant nothing. I understand none of this.
Do you understand your burden?
What?
Don't you?
She goes, see you soon, okay? I go, are we talking on the phone later? She goes, yeah. I go, okay. I still don't understand why you're so hot and cold. I mean, I love you
Oh, God. Yeah, the way she said, yeah, that's like when you meet a chick in a bar and go, hey, can I call you tomorrow? Yeah.
Listen, the fact that there's...
I hope you like dial tones, stupid.
But think about it. Think about the fact that they are so completely fed up with me, and they're still talking to me.
I don't understand.
These Steam cards must
because
be real.
Because I'll give you anything. But that's wearing very fucking thin as of late.
Very thin.
I go, okay, I still don't understand why you're so hot and cold. I mean, I love you with all my heart, but sometimes it seems like you would just discard me. She goes, I won't. I go, I hope not. You're everything to me. I love you so much. She goes, I love you too, okay? See you later, okay?
Okay?
I love you too, okay?
I love you, okay? Oh, my God, we're back to the damn amber.
It's like when you keep on asking something over and over and over again. You know, it's like, did you remember to do that? Yeah, I took care of it. Well, I just want to make sure I took care of it, okay? You
know, yes.
On that topic, it's last straw time.
That's the tone I'm hearing it in.
I tell you, I took care of it, okay? You know, and that means that you're just haranguing them, which is hysterical because they're not used to that. They're used to getting whatever they want.
Okay.
Okay.
She goes, see you later, okay? I go, okay, my queen. And I give her a kiss emoji. She goes, I will chat you up when I'm back, okay? And she gives me 3 kiss emojis. She just went from leave me alone to 3 kiss emojis. She's gotten nothing. Nothing. And she's back in. I go,
wow.
I go, okay, lover. Until then, I will dream about hitting it hard from behind. And I give her the emoji with the hearts, with the heart eyes and the devil emoji. But, baby, don't ever doubt for... I go, but baby, don't ever doubt for one second how I feel about you. I may be a comedian, but my love for you is real.
Is it?
So.
I know.
So, let's continue, I guess. I go, she goes, hello, baby. I go, hello, my love. How is my sexy girl? So, I call Caroline. I talked to Caroline.
What?
Do you want to do this? Do you want to do this?
Next week.
Yeah, that's a good cliffhanger.
That's a good cliffhanger. Next week.
It's the only type of cliffhangers I have is the good ones. So.
Wow.
You impressed?
Yes. Holy God.
Yeah, a little bit, but the simple reason is is that you're driving them nuts. Now you got them on the phone. You know, yes, a little doing to get them on the phone. And that's why I think it's a good idea to stop right now, because I don't want to lose the suspense on that. It's something to think about during the week.
Right, yeah. Oh, that's, wow, that's really good.
So, something to think about, as Joe said. So, what do you guys make of this week's installment?
Oh, you're so irritating.
Hey, now.
What I think about it is that you're driving them nuts, but it's interesting to stop right here, because it's intriguing that you got a phone call out of it.
Yeah, I mean, they both platforms seem totally irritated with you. Okay, I'm really shocked that you got anybody on the phone.
Well, remember, you guys thought
enough writing with you. I got to fucking talk to you now, but you got him on the phone. Interesting.
And you guys thought it could be over for Fake Davin. Once again, Fake Davin is underestimated.
The whole
segment we did on Jane, I think we wrapped that up. And that kind of ended subtly. So you don't know. It's touch and go with this shit.
Yes, it is.
It is. So that's what. So I guess the takeaway is Fake Davin continues to be annoying, but they still can't quit me.
You know what? You're still keeping them busy.
I'll give you anything. If their strategy is, they're trying. You're both trying to wear each other down.
I don't think.
You're both trying to wear each other down.
Well, I think
it's an interesting segment, but you're both trying to wear each other down.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't get worn down. I look forward to these encounters.
Yeah, well, hopefully they do, and you will emerge the victor.
Well, Joe,
Kevin loves erosion.
Spoiler alert: the reason I have to move out of this house is I sent all my money to Caroline. I don't have another house.
Oh, you know what? I mean, that's funny, but for other people.
Yeah.
They're not funny.
No, that's true.
It does. If the Colorado Colorado River could talk, and it would say to you, you know what? I eroded the Grand Canyon, but I haven't eroded shit like you have.
Good one.
I am the slow drip of water ebbing away at stone over time. That's what I am.
Right, yes.
All right. Let us thank some people for allowing this to happen. We want to thank Sensei Russ Fertico for his continued support. We also want to wish his beautiful bride. What?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Russ.
Oh, yes. We also want to wish his beautiful bride, Susan, a speedy recovery. She had a procedure, so we're hoping the best for her. So, Susan, we wish you well and hope to see you and Russ soon.
Absolutely. Speedy recovery.
Absolutely, yeah.
If you need some entertainment in your house or for your business or restaurant, go to sidesplittingproductions.com. Professional comedians, great service, great shows. We'll do the promotional stuff for you. Sidesplittingproductions.com or call us at 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Joe, are you going to be anywhere?
No, not at no.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
Not this week.
Well, this
week, you know.
This has been a good show, an eventful show,
yeah.
A fun show.
Very fun show. Had a good time.
Yes.
Remember, kids, don't trade your black friends like they're baseball cards. It's just rude and racist.
And wrong.
All right.
All those.
Thank you all for listening live. Thank you guys for listening to replays. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. We certainly appreciate it very much so. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening or watching.